Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears. I'm a spiritual advisor and mentor, and I help people be happy and attract more money, love, time, and joy in their lives. I'm coming to you from downtown Bozeman, Montana, and this is the weekly energy update for the week of January 23rd, 2022. Every Sunday, I talk about how the energy is going to be for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes. So you do get a little positive energy boost just for listening. And after that intense week that we had last week with the full moon and the lunar nodes changing signs, this week we finally make forward progress and we feel some relief. And that's because Mars, the planet of action, aggression, and sex, heads into Capricorn on Monday, January 24th, and it stays there until March 6th. So lucky for us, Mars loves to be in Capricorn, so good things are coming. And Mars has been in this wild and free Sagittarius, so we're going to feel a big dramatic energy shift when it moves into Capricorn, and then we move into major get shit done mode. And this is the perfect time for us to complete all the things that we maybe left behind during COVID and start to move forward with our intentions and our plan for this year. So Mars in Capricorn gives us this laser focus that allows us to tackle all the things that we may have been procrastinating. So this is the perfect time to complete everything we need to in order to move forward with the start of the Lunar New Year next week. So Mars in Cap is also meticulous about the details. So we can use this time to really fine-tune our plan for next year. And since we're still in Mercury retrograde, this is our opportunity to rethink things, fine-tune that plan, get it down, and then really up our game. So last week, I took a fantastic podcast seminar. Actually, a few fun things happened last week. I saw Kevin Costner. I was walking to the doctor just for a routine checkup and to establish a relationship with a doctor here. And Kevin Costner was just walking down the street with the boy, and then they walked into an art gallery. And then I went to this fabulous virtual podcast seminar, which completely inspired me. So I started this podcast a couple of years ago, honestly, kind of just on a whim, because I prepare for the week ahead, meeting with my clients by researching the energy that's out there for the week. And I figured since I was gathering all this info anyway, that I might as well just share it on a podcast. So I did not know anything about podcasts. And honestly, I'm going to be honest with you, I didn't even take it that seriously. It was just kind of like a fun thing to do during COVID. But now, 182 episodes later, I realized this week, it was one of those aha moments that I love doing this. It's super fun and it keeps me in alignment. And with that said, it's time to put more energy into it and to really elevate my work. So at this podcast seminar, somebody asked one of the presenters, like how much time he spent each week on each episode that he did. And he said he spent 10 hours researching each week. And we all gasped. All right, to put that in perspective, I probably spend a total of 3 to 4 hours a week, which includes doing all the research and recording and uploading and posting. So after we all gasped that, you know, how much time this was, he said, well, how good do you want your podcast to be? And it was like, damn, what a great, great way to reframe everything. How good do you want your physical health to be? How good do you want your finances to be? How good do you want your business to be? How much peace of mind do you want to experience? How great do you want your life to be? We need to start putting energy. Now, that does not necessarily mean hard work, but putting energy and focus into the things that we want to be great. So this week, we recognize what we really want from our lives, and we commit to doing whatever needs to be done to make it great. This Mars moving into Capricorn transit, it makes things happen. We feel motivated. We are ready to elevate our lives. So Mars also rules sexual energy. So that means we're going to see a major shift in our romantic and sex lives too. So if you're in a relationship, this is an ideal time to do some future planning and set some relationship goals. Okay, relationship goals. I honestly don't know if I've been in a relationship that had relationship goals, but once again, how great do you want your relationship to be? You want it to be great? Let's start putting some energy into it. And if you're single, let's use this transit to take charge and make the first move and get serious about meeting someone. Again, this is a transit that makes things happen. So if you're unhappy in your love life, this is when you'll find the strength to make the change. Okay, it also helps that Venus retrograde ends this week too. So yay for romance and moving forward. And the even better news is the whole time we have this transit, which is until March 6th, everything flows smoothly and we have nothing but green lights the whole way. So for the next 6 weeks, let's embrace this feeling of determination and the ability to check things off our to-do list. So the shadow side of this Mars in Capricorn is that we might work too hard, but that's going to allow us to practice balancing our input and output of energy. So we must restore our energy when we're putting a lot of it out. And we do this by taking downtime, you know, refueling our bodies with nutritious food and exercise, meditation, you know, basically just taking care of yourself. This is a wonderful time to practice energy management. And once again, how great do you want your energy to be? Let's start putting some focus on that. And this is also the final week before the Lunar New Year, which happens on February 1st. And we'll talk about the Year of the Tiger in depth next week. But this week, we're energetically preparing for it. And we do that by cleaning our house, top to bottom, all the nooks and crannies. We want to get out all that old, stuck, low-vibrating lack energy from the last year or two. We want to get that out of our home so we can welcome the new year with fresh energy. And this goes for anything that you want to attract this year. You want to attract more money and get your finances in order? Then clean out your wallet. Balance your checkbook. And I realize I'm probably the last person on the planet that still balances the actual checkbook. Get your bills set up on auto pay. Balance your retirement accounts. Pay off any outstanding bills that you can. And this is also time to buy some tangerines and some oranges and put them out in a bowl. So oranges, kumquats, tangerines are believed to bring good luck and happiness. The Chinese words for orange and tangerine closely resemble the words for luck and wealth. And also the gold color of these fruits also symbolizes prosperity. So just like everything else in life, the reason these practices work is because of the intention behind them. So I want to talk about luck for a minute. I am one of the luckiest people ever. And the same way we create abundance in our life, the same way we attract money and love, we can also attract luck. And it starts with believing you are lucky. Do you think of yourself as lucky? Do you expect to win things? To have unexpected lucky things happen to you? Are you always in the right place at the right time? So a few years ago, my son Tyson and I got tickets to see that Michael Jackson Cirque du Soleil show. So when we show up the night of the show, and I realized the tickets were for the show the night before. Yeah, I know. Should have been paying more attention to the date on the tickets. But I didn't panic. I just went to the ticket office and I told them, hey, I made a mistake. We came the wrong night. I'm just, you know, hoping that they honor their tickets. Not only did they honor the tickets, they moved us to the front row. So do you believe stuff like this can happen to you too? So the first thing we have to do is start believing that you're a lucky person. And then do the things that reinforce that belief. You better believe I'm putting out tangerines this week, because it keeps me in the lucky vibe. I also look for luck. I look for rainbows. I look for ladybugs, lucky number 7, four-leaf clovers, parking spots at the front. Do you know it's considered lucky when it rains at weddings or when birds poop on you? Years ago, one of my friends got married, and her best friend got married on the Saturday of that weekend. And then she got married on the Sunday of that weekend. So on the Saturday of that weekend, it was a beautiful day, beautiful wedding. Came to Sunday, the wedding for my friend, it poured. It was in Portland. It was pouring rain. She was devastated. But I explained to her, like, rain at weddings is really, really lucky. And, you know, okay, yeah, maybe it got her out. Maybe for a minute she felt a little better. But I have to say, about a year ago, she contacted me and she's like, hey, Renee, remember when you told me that, you know, when it rains at weddings, it's lucky? She's like, my best friend just got divorced that got married on the really nice day. And the day, you know, we got married was pouring rain and our relationship is stronger than ever. So I also look for proof that I'm always in the right place at the right time. So seeing Kevin Costner was proof to me that I was in the right place at the right time. It's a fun little thing. It doesn't have to be a big thing. It can be, oh, yep, I just happened to be walking down the street at the exact right time. So luck sounds like I'm so lucky that I always find what I want on sale. I'm so lucky that I always win. I'm so lucky that I always get upgraded. I create luck. I attract luck. Now, remember that we attract what we focus on. So make life a little more fun and let's focus on being lucky and believing that you are a lucky person. So to recap, on Monday, when Mars moves into Capricorn, we feel this dramatic energy shift and we move into get shit done mode. We are finally moving forward with our plans for the year. This is also the week to prepare for the Lunar New Year by cleaning out all the old energy out of our homes, out of our cars, out of our wallets, and to welcome some good luck for next year by something as simple as putting out some tangerines and oranges. So I already am feeling motivated to move forward, and it feels so good. So have a fabulous, lucky week. And please, if you find value in this podcast, please share it with a friend, and I will talk to you again next week.